Okay, very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Lord. So today is the 18th March 2017, the second last day of our retreat, the 8th day. And as explained, it also coincides with Pusyan Pusa or Samantra Manta, Samantra Bara Bodhisattva's birthday. So it's a very auspicious day, and we had very good sharing, and also we have taken very good photos. So you can rejoice, and you can have good recollection or memory later on of what you have taken part in, and these are very different, very wholesome. Then we have a few announcements to make, so that you can prepare yourself, or whatever that is needed tonight. Then tomorrow morning is very critical. We have to leave latest by 9:30 the bus, but you have to get ready by 9, and all your luggage has to be down outside near the bus at 9:15. Please let your roommate know. We are 9:15. Your luggage reach outside, the bus driver has to pack it up, understand not? Then it will take a while for you to get onto your seat. We have to count your attendance. Then committee member have to clear a lot of things. So hope you can really give your cooperation. So what we need from you is, we have requested the schedule to be changed. You look at the whiteboard. Tomorrow morning, chanting will start at 6:30 a.m. So you don't have to rush. You can take your time to clean up the place, your room especially. What we will suggest is tonight is very important. After our class, you have to keep all your sitting cushion after the session, and you have to bring them to the box. We have these cushions, sitting cushion, you have to stack it according to what it seems. You have to flip the thing, the ballet. The pieces can only fit when you do it properly. So Brother Song and the committee member, they will be there. So you have to put them in. Then those who do the cleaning of the place, you clean. You don't have to rush, because we will stop at about 9:15 or latest 9:30, so you have time. After that, they will push the thing in. Then the committee members still got other things to do. Then you go back to your room. You have to pack. You really have to pack. Get everything ready. Then rubbish in your room, clear. There is a big tong outside here, you clear. Then you need to mop. You go and look for the mop. Then after that, let it dry. You need to sweep first before you mop, because you all can share out the duty. Then I was told some are appointed to check to the cleanliness and all those things. So those who are appointed, you make sure you look there. You can also appoint another one to help you within your roommate. Then the final instruction is the next morning when you wake up. I know some of you may still need to take bath and all those things. You go ahead, because your packing is done, understand? So you only have to sort out your thing. Then final packing, okay? Then those who need to check, you check anything. Try to get it done up before the 6:30 you come out. So you can plan to wake up at about 5:30 if you want. Then do whatever you need to do. Then make sure everything is done. Then 6:30 we will have our morning puja. Then breakfast change to 7 a.m. So those who want to go for chanting, you get yourself ready earlier. So the chanting should finish at 6:15. After that, you can take your time to come out. Then 6:30 we have our morning chanting. Then we may do a final sharing of merit, transfer of merits, whatever closing puja evocation. We will do one tonight also. Then after that, you will need to come and assemble here at 7:40. Yeah, 7:40. Your breakfast is 7 o'clock. You should finish by 7:30. Then assemble here by 7:40. Then we got to plan a few things before the Tangjia, the chief monk, come and join us for our part 2 closing ceremony. So Sui An has fixed with them 8:15. So we got about 35 minutes to sort things out. Understand? We have to prepare ourselves, rearrange the seat. So a lot of things need to be done. But you all don't have any more cushion. That morning, short period only, just sit on the floor. And you can also kneel. Then we have our simple puja before we wait for the chief monk to come. Then Sui An will brief the Tangjia on what we have prepared, the donation and all those things. Then who is going to translate? Pamasuri, yeah? Yeah? Pamasuri will translate. I will first of all thank the temple committee and the Tangjia for allowing us to use this place for so many years continuously, and we are very grateful. So we really appreciate and would like to thank him. Immediately he come in, I will arrange for you all to pay your respect. Then after that, we will start the official ceremony. Then after that, I will hand over to Brother Sui An to do the whatever explanation. Then Pramasuri translate. Then we make the offering. When you make the offering, you all rejoice. It comes from the common pool fund. You all partake in all this. But before that, we need to explain to you what are the other donations we make. So it is separate from the temple one. Yeah? So temple one, Sui An will announce later. The non-temple one, we have to announce between 7:40 to 8:15 before he come. Understand? So that you all can rejoice too. So tentatively, this is what we have planned for you. Hopefully you all can cooperate, then be here on time. Otherwise you will miss all the activity. And this year I think we have done it very well. Manager, a lot of joy. Because like it or not, a lot of you all actually benefited tremendously without you knowing it. Through all this understanding, a lot of you go back, you will be a different person. Then you will know you have potential, parami. If you understand this teaching and change for the better to improve yourself. When you have virtue, when you have this understanding, and when you really can follow the advice of the Buddha to go this way, you become very different. You will have a lot of parami. Then you are filled of merits for others who know how to appreciate what you can do for them. They will feel safe around you and they will like to listen to you because you have become different. You have become very sincere. And you have become very wholesome. And you have got good understanding. And then you won't waste all those unnecessary expense or money last time you used to do believing feng shui and all that. All those not necessary. Your virtue is already way above listening to Dhamma, straightening you. When you recall all this, you got so much joy. You're scared you forget. This WhatsApp photo, you on it, you recall everything. I look at the faces just now. Wow, everybody was so cheerful, so happy. And the photographer was very good. Managed to capture all the shots of you, Kayamitas. The reason why I want to share this is, outside people, I was told by Padmasuri, there was one, was it their devotee? He told Padmasuri, you know, he came in the kitchen area underneath our meditation hall. He sat somewhere. This guy also, I think, is a cultivator. He said he can feel our energy, you know, so strong up there. You know. See? You had developed the parami over the last 8 days without you knowing. Even every hour of listening to the Dhamma, rejoicing, then every morning, our morning puja, you pay respect. Then you develop the faith. Then you chant the salutation. You renew your refuge precepts. Then after that, you rejoice. Then you listen to Dhamma, you straighten your view. Then we share merit, transfer merit. Then you all do your duty, provide service and all things. And you got a lot of dana parapi. Yeah, you all sponsor so many things. And you also donated to the common pool. And what you all pay, that 300 over for those who take the bus, or 200 something, is to cover all those expenses. But our understanding is, we put all this to common pool. So it's like a donation there. Then the common pool pay for all your whatever thing. Then another day, together with all the donation collected, we will use this money to do donation and offering to many places that has affinity with us, that we really would like to make offering. So tentatively, I was told by Suya, we are going to donate at least 10,000 to the temple for whatever usage they use to improve this place. Yeah? So that whoever who use this place for retreat or whatever, for whatever wholesomeness, you get to partake, understand or not? So you look at the hot water facility, your room, all this blanket thing, oh, they were not there during the time when I came. Then your flooring, they were not there. They were just cement rendering. And this place is very simple at that time. Very cold, not much facility. But after they received donation, they really make use of this money to improve the condition for yogi or for those people who wants to come and use this place. Then this place also used for a lot of other activity. You just imagine the chanting every day they do with mindfulness, they do with faith. The vibration is very strong. You go down and join them, you know. And this is a place, Sampo Temple, where we can really, really receive a lot of wholesomeness. Because the great being's nature, the Buddha's nature, they are all here. And this is a place my nature can feel. That's why I like this place. Earlier on, we went to Fraser Hill, then Sui Ang was looking for a place. Then they were suggesting a few other places. Then I told Sui Ang, can we try this temple? Oh, then finally we located. Then we were so lucky. You know. We got one Karamita, Wu Ping Ching Sir, Po Yan Zhang Lao's niece, I think. Miss Lee, she can help us to contact this temple. No? Then we got the permission. Then we get Sui An to work out with them. Then luckily SJBA was very kind to lend us the letterhead. We are without letterhead to write in. We are not a proper organization. They normally don't allow. But nowadays it's easier. We are the Tang Jia. I think he can sense we are different and he likes us. And every year, for the last 2-3 years, before we end, we request for the date for next year retreat. Up there, 2018. So you are very efficient, very fast. And he happily agreed on it. Well, he said, no problem. So this is what, when, this is how Dhamma works. When you have goodness, wholesomeness, you become different. Your parami becomes different. And people can feel you. We are I believe the chief monk and all those cultivators here, they can feel you. And even I was told, the lady who cooked for you, you know how much joy she has. She told my daughter also and told a few people. She said, I felt so happy, you know, able to cook this few days for you all. Oh. He said, very good. Get food, very good. That's why you need people like that to lead you. Otherwise, all this rejoicing merit you cannot get. Understand? No need money, you also don't know how to accumulate, and it's so beautiful. Then this lady, I was told, she's very sincere. That's why we tell Padmasri to explain to her. Her parami also will be very good. That's why she had so much joy because of her parami. She get to do this. And do you know each and every one of you, when you contemplate on the food, what blessing you send to them? All their good and noble wish be fulfilled. Where you rejoice with their wholesomeness. You rejoice with all those who have sponsored this meal, their generosity and all things. And all those who have helped prepare all this food, cook and serve and put it outside. Even our community members, many of them help out in the kitchen area. You don't know. That's why these are the people who will benefit. Because you say, you rejoice, and by the power of this wholesomeness, may it arise a causal and clear condition for them to realize their noble, good and noble wishes. And this blessing goes to all of these people, including those who sponsor. Then our Kayamita fund also get to do. And the rest are all contributed by common pool fund. So after that, we are going to offer ang pao to all the monks and helper and offered already. We should rejoice, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then I was told there was one 88 years old lady, planting some vegetable. I saw the veggie we eat are from her. Understand? That's why we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why the amount of wholesomeness that the committee member had planned for you, you may not realize until we share all this. And this one, we're supposed to do it tonight. So we keep for tonight. Or tomorrow, the next morning also can. Tonight is more of teaching you how to continue your cultivation after you go back. Then whatever time we have, I want you all to share whatever experience you have and give us some good feedback if you can. Then you will get to know each other too. You get to introduce yourself. Then from there, you just share what you experience, whether you really benefit and in what way. And whatever you experience, the joy, the happiness, the understanding that can bring about great transformation to your life. And this one, your money cannot buy. You understand? Even you pay the full 350, is it? 350, divide by 9 days. Per day, how much? 40. No, never mind. Include 40. You get to eat 3 meals, free lodging, with hot water bath. Then get to do all this merit. You think the $300 enough to cover for bus transport and all this thing? Bus transport already take away 70 ringgit. Understand? Then every meal, they only charge you nominal 6 ringgit. Then the fruit, I think we get people to buy some, they offer to us, like the fruit farmer. A lot of parami, they don't know, but in the end, they will receive. Then that one, maybe we pay extra 2 ringgit. So all this is actually included under there. But then you all want to sponsor. So Sri An, very smart, get you all to do all this merit and wholesomeness. Because we already budgeted it in the common pool. So this becomes the surplus that comes into the common pool again for us to do wholesomeness. So just imagine, for 300 over ringgit, over this 8 or 9 days, you get to learn so much to improve yourself, to enrich yourself, and to build all this parami, which you can never get if you were at home watching TV, or going cinema, or every day angry with your children, understand? Gossip on the phone or WhatsApp with your friend. I think you spend a lot of time on WhatsApp nowadays. Here, all the WhatsApp they come in, you know, is different. So much joy, the group photo and all those things. That one you receive one, all sorts of funny videos you receive. So, hateful living compared to normal, mundane, heedless living is world apart. So I hope all this you can understand. So I want to say a bit of this so that tonight I don't have to say so much. Understand? Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So now I try to finish whatever I can on the hard stuff. Maybe we only have this afternoon. Yeah? Yeah. I see how it goes. Huh? Maybe I cut short your meditation again. I will only give you half an hour. Okay? Okay, now I'll get MB to help me to invite the devas. Then we continue the sharing. Yeah? Okay. Invocation to the devas. This part, next year we will include in the chanting book. Okay. The old chanting book is page 6. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravesu Achagachantu Devata Sadhammam Munirajasa Sunan
Sanam Buddho Bhagavan.
Supadipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ujjupadipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Nyayapadipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Samicchipadipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Yadidam Chattari Purisa Yugani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ahone Kineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttaram Punyaketam Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu
Let us pay respect to Triple Gem. We will chant the salutation. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami Okay, thank you. You can be seated. There is one thing I forgot to let you all understand so that you can rejoice. All this puja offering that we did on the first day and the 16th Kuan Yin's birthday, they come from our common pool fund. Understand? Understand? This one, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. So you get to partake because this one, if you really don't allow common pool fund. All those Kayamita, especially the ex-co member, they want to take it out. Understand? But we have this understanding, let the common pool fund do, so everyone get to partake. Then you get to make offering. You don't offer to who? Our good friend all down there, and this one. And this good friend, this retreat, because you are here, you partake and you rejoice. Then just now, the taking of photo, you should thank Sui An. He get the Tang Jia to agree to let us take inside there. And because of condition, I teach you how to thank them. Pay our respect, express our gratitude, and thank them for whatever blessing, protection, and guidance. Then request, through this affinity that you make, so that in the future they continue to bless you, protect you, and guide you. That's why you had the Bodhisattva vow. You're very safe. They will always be there for you because your Bodhi mind, the Bodhi thought planted, it will arise. But if you don't have that, I can tell you, once the sasana is no more, where you go also, they can't find you, understand? Not to say they don't know where you are. They cannot reach you. You know why? The spiritual nature can only come and help you when your understanding is there, when you connect, understand? Without a vow, without a sasana, you think strike lottery, yeah? You go and hope. It's not easy. So I hope you all understand. So these are the things that you have cultivated unknowingly. You make affinity with all these beings, great beings and Buddha, is because you pay your respect, you express your gratitude, and you got the condition to do all this. And this is not something that normal cultivator can understand. They can never understand. Okay? So let us rejoice one more time. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we turn to page 135. Yeah? Heart Sutta. When random thoughts arise, do not react. Get this clearly understood. Suppress or try to control them. What must you do? Very good. Let things be. And? Flow with them is what? No resistance, understand or not? Just let things be and flow with it. You want to arise, let it arise. You don't resist. Then investigate and find out what happened when you do that. You will come to understand that they are just thought which come and go according to their mental conditioning. This mental conditioning is due to your views and your opinion. And your whatever belief system. You will also come to understand that when your five mental hindrances are around, you are not peaceful. And when the five spiritual faculties are there, they will counter the five mental hindrances, and you are then naturally peaceful. No matter what happens, do not try to control or suppress the thought. Only through understanding you free your mind. Not through the doing via the thought which is egoic. You must investigate why you are like that and why you are not peaceful. The essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha will enable you to see danger, to see the danger of the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. Then you will understand the importance of heedfulness and the importance of following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. We are keeping the precept. Do good and purify the mind. We are cultivating the Noble Eightfold Path until one is awakened. Similarly, one will also see the importance of cultivating Dana, Sila and Bhavana based on the right view with regards to the three important spiritual law, Kama Niyama, Chitta Niyama and Dhamma Niyama, that governs all our life and existence, so as to understand and see the full picture of the Dhamma cultivation clearly. So I hope by now it's very clear, the full picture has been properly lay out to you. If you want to have the analogy properly drawn out and clearly shown to you. Like Mimi say, draw until walk chut chong already. So, yes. Chinta. Become chinta. Wow, make love. Fall in love. Chinta. Oh, no, this one is Chitta Niyama. Chitta Niyama, mind. Correct. The Chitta one is the second turning wisdom. I thought you were talking about second turning wisdom. This is mind, law of the mind. And the main teaching is the 12 links, dependent origination. Understand not? How you function as a human being. This one is correct, huh? Sorry. I thought she was referring to the second turning. Second turning is Chitta, not Chitta, Chitta. Okay, and then the 10 Dhamma rhyme. I just go through it quickly, where we have gone through. According to Mahayana, the 31 plane of existence can be subdivided into 10 Dhamma rhymes. Oh no, this is beyond the 31 plane. The 10 Dhamma rhyme, the rhymes of Dhamma means mundane and supramundane. The first 6 rhyme is the 31 plane. You remember? I explained to you. But there are 4 more rhymes up there. That's why the Mahayana one is very complete. This one, they call it the 10 Dhamma rhyme. It's in Mandarin. Si Fa Jie. Si Fa Jie. Oh, my wife correct me. My Mandarin no good. Pronounced wrongly. Su Fa Jie. It's a Buddhist cosmology. Understand? The first rhyme is what? The rhyme of the Buddha. Zhu Fo Fa Jie. Correct or not? Wrong? Let me know. Then the rhyme of the Buddha. Bodhisattva. Pusa Fa Jie. Then the rhyme of the conditioned enlightened one. Yan Jue Fa Jie. Xuan Hua only pronounced as Yan Fa Jie. Yan Jue. Oh, you awaken through condition. The conditioned enlightened one. Yes. So these are the particular Buddhas or what? Understand not? Because they don't need the teaching. Without sasana, they can also become enlightened via developing their own understanding through meditation to awaken to the dependent origination dwelling. So these are the one, normally, those bodhisattva who have taken the vow, they will have the condition to become all this. They don't need sasana. Then the fourth rhyme is the rhyme of the sound hearer, Sen Wen Fa Jie. So this one during the Buddha's time a lot. These are the sainthood. Through listening to the teaching, that's why it's called Sen Wen, sound hearer. Then the other six rhyme is all the same as the 31 plane. You get the heavenly rhyme, rhyme of the heavenly being, Tian Ren Fa Jie. Then the rhyme of human being, Ren Dao Fa Jie. How come Ren Dao? Dao is what? Oh, rhyme. Oh, Ren. Xuan Hua cut short. I heard from him is Ren Fa Jie. This one may be more complete. Then the next four, you don't want to go down there. You want to go down there or not? You want to go down there very easy. Don't need to train your mind. Go and do what you like to do and remain heedless. Then these four rhymes become your good friend, your new dwelling. You can go and dwell there and see what happens. The rhyme of the demon, Asulo. Asulo Fa Jie. Then the animal rhyme, Chu Sen Fa Jie. Correct or not? Then the rhyme of the hungry go, Er Gui Fa Jie. The last rhyme, I hope you never go down there. The rhyme of the hell, Di Fa Jie. That one, I tell you, you got no more help. Nobody can help you down there. You know what happened? There were two stories in the Mahayana Sutta. Guan Yin wanted to go down and help the father. The father was a king. You know what happened? Go down there, reach there, saw the father. Want to use the supernormal ability to feed the father. Cannot receive. Then, through Guan Yin's parami, all those things, because of affinity, she invoked it. Then the best outcome is what? The father take rebirth as a cow. Now you know why people believe in Guan Yin. Don't take. Because they scared you eat the father. But that happened so long ago. Understand now? Why you still have fear? Just because they say Guan Yin's father was reborn as a cow. Even really as a cow now, you think so many millions of cow, you so sui as to eat that one. Then your parami must be down the drain. Then the other one is Mu Lian Jiu Mu. Oh, you also know, counselor. Wow, very good. Bok Lian Kiu Bu. He also tried. Then you know what happened? The Sama Samuda saw Mu Lian is it Mongolana, the psychic, foremost in psychic one. Wow, can go every rhyme on. So go down. Cannot. Then, if I'm not wrong, Sakyamuni Buddha spoke to him. He said, forget about it, he said. I will teach you another way. So how he finally help? Mongalana has to make offering to the holy Sangha of all the Sammasambuddha of the three directions, or ten directions, sorry. But he's not like Pusian So King. Pusian one is three period of time. Like he king. His one is at that time. Understand? So that's why all these people know you need merits. And you must be in a rhyme where they can receive. Because related, isn't it? Yeah? Related. That's why idang meya tinang ho tu yo kayamita dua. You born in the rhyme of the hungry goat, you don't worry. As long as it's recent, you will sure come out. Idang minya tinang ho tu, you already receive. And not one, no. So many kayamita, why you scared? But don't take chance. Don't think that you got kayamita, you'll say you can simply do things. You know how you become hungry goes or not? Yeah? You don't know how you become hungry goes? Didn't follow the Dhamma, of course, may not necessarily go down there. You can be other religion, understand not? But if you got goodness, got kindness, you also can go to the Deva rhyme. This one, the evil root is what? A lot of greed. That's why go kuya. Hungry goes. You greedy, then now you go there. The greed cannot work. You cannot get anything. They say, body fat. The mouth so small. Smaller than needle. Then the food offer, even through psychic, become hot charcoal. Burning, not hot charcoal. Burning charcoal. Cannot. Because of your coming. So you want to try? Then go. Then what happened to the demon rhyme? How you go to the demon rhyme? A lot of anger, a lot of violence. A lot of very severe emotion. That's a demon. Yao guai. They also got psychic one, or you think they don't have? But they got a lot of anger, that's why. And last time, during the Buddha's time, it seems, I heard from Suwano, Reverend Suwano. You heard of this story before? Yeah? The demon every time fight with the devas, or no? You heard of this story or not? King Saka busy having to deal with them. No? But they are so full of power and anger and violence. So, these are the things that can happen because of anger. Then, anymore? What is the evil root? Gong gong one. You want to be gong gong one, chances you got parmi because I eat you. Understand? But very rare. I seldom come. Even I come how many years? And every meal sometimes I don't take. I only take one or two meals. Then sometimes I don't take any of this thing also. But got condition I still take. That's why our Monday house dana, kayamita, you ask them. Sure got one. And very nice one, they bring the best. So all the kayamita, last time I got one kayamita, he always say, Ratio, thank you so much. I say, why you thank me? He say, your palami very good. I every time go this dana, your kayamita, they bring all the best. Sometimes he say, they themselves also don't want to, they're not spend this type of money and buy and eat for them. But when they bring, because of relatives, house dana or what, they will bring the best. And he liked to come. Because he said a lot of good food, he seldom get to eat simultaneously. So during that time, I know you are waiting for tomorrow, so that you can have all the food that you like. Understand? So I make you lao no first. Last time we got one kayamita, I remember. Some of them know her, Cindy. That's Moses' wife, Cindy. You know her favorite best dish is what? Stephanie can remember. I heard. Ham yi kari. chap choy ham yi curry. That was the food I like. Oh, that's why after she moved on to Thailand, seldom have this one. But now got a lot of other things. So when you have banami, you will get to have the condition to receive all this. So this is just part of the sharing so that you are aware that if you don't take care of your life, if you don't take care of karma, you can really become miserable in future. Okay, the other thing that people used to tell me is what? Why you all never think of that? Brother, I do evil, this life is this form of mind, not me. In future, another form of mind kena. You believe, you sound logical or not? Very logical, isn't it? This life, I do all the vices, I enjoy myself. Isn't it? When the karma come, another form of mind. Oh, see? This type of kajamita, kao lat. Logical or not? But there is no truth, you understand? Well, the law of karma, you cannot run. Every segment belongs to you, understand? Well, your karmic stream flows with it. Do you understand? Yeah, every form of mind is different, but your karmic stream. That's why the suffering belongs to your karmic stream. And this one, those people who know science or maths, you know what is this symbol, right? No. Summation sign. All your karmic negativity, all sum up and stay there. Never run on. That's why you are born of that. No, summation of that. No, you dare to do all these things or not? Jia bi liao, gao gao, jia ge lu. That's why the Buddha's advice is what? Sabba is all. Papasa akaranang. All evil you must avoid. So that you take care of this summation. All of your karmic negativity or whatever you do. Every segment of it, they sum everything up and become your karmic nature. If you don't take care of this, I tell you, every life you come, the karmic stream, the form am I. You think not you. You are going to inherit everything that this summation gives. Then you are born of it, heir to it, conditioned and supported by it. And you are what you are because of it. You somehow don't want to take care of karma. I don't know how to advise you. You understand? You better wake up. A lot has woken, awakened to that. Then they are dead serious. That's why they vow, they expire or make strong affirmation to their power merit. To have this understanding, to follow the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. You are not following what I tell you. You are following the advice of the Buddha, understand or not? Like that also you scared. Like that you kiasu. You know what is kiasu? Want to play safe. Then might as well go and become disciple or devotee of other religion. So that you buy insurance. Just in case anyone, right one, you think you strike lottery. I tell you, you go and try. Because when you do that, means you don't have faith, understand? You have doubt. Well, you don't know which one. But you are greedy. You know what is greedy? Yeah? Greedy means what? Play safe. Understand? Join everyone. Understand? You can join everyone provided you have to understand. Learn all the good thing, the virtuous thing from them. Understand? Then don't take the funny thing. Understand? That bring about downfall. And then you can join everyone, no problem. You understand? That's why my karamita, there is no restriction. There is no such thing as you join Brother Teo's karamita, you cannot join other Buddhist organizations. No such thing. There is no organization here. Not a registered entity too. It's just Kayamitas. You have the same vision. You go to the website, you see. There is no membership fee, nothing. We are not an organization. We don't even have a register of who is our Kayamita. I also don't know. Sui An maybe no more because the list is him, those who come for retreat lah. But the rest also he doesn't know. I also doesn't know. Because it's not important. You have affinity, you want to become Kanyamita, you must understand the vision, our mission. We walk the path of Dhamma. We are Dhamma friends that are very sincere. They understand the importance of this cultivation. So we heed the advice of the Buddha to be worthy of him, to avoid all evil, the good, and purify the mind through cultivation. Wow, very loud. So this is what you have to do when you understand. Okay? Now you can make merits.
Sadhu.
Okay. Then the next one is some of the great bodhisattva like Kuan Yin, Wen Su, Puxian, and Astor Bodhisattva have already fulfilled their 10 perfection to become Samasambuddha. But due to their great compassion and love for living beings, they have used their great vow to continue to come and save living beings. Just like Astor Bodhisattva, one of his vows is that if the hell is not empty of living beings, he will not become the Samasambuddha. See, people purposely put that vow so that they can stay on to do this work. Then the dependent origination, the chart is there. The number 4, the computer got the thing, but because the box was drawn too small, the form and mind missing. You add in yourself. Nama Rupang, the 5 aggregate of form and mind, second aspect. So the mind, the word mind is missing. So this one you go back and read, because we have already covered. Oh, maybe this one, the explanation, I didn't go through. Okay, I'll go through. The first link is avijja, or ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of what? The truth or reality of life and existence. That is the lack of right view with regards to the law of karma, for noble truth, the law of dependent origination, the 3 right view. One major aspect of ignorance is sakkayadity or self-delusion. This is the sole culprit that conditions our grasping and holding onto all the creations of the mind as real and trying to own and possess them. Upon understanding clearly via meditation that there is no I and me or Atta within the 5 aggregates of form and mind or ours, then there is no more wrong view or self-delusion. To grasp and to cling onto the phenomenal world of consciousness created by mind. With this wisdom, the form and mind can be free of all suffering. Because of this ignorant or wrong view, living beings think a lot. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara. And the thinking arises because they don't understand what is going on in life. So one thing to know and one thing to understand life, the living being create more thinking or sankhara. Hence becoming more heedless. As mind is also an organ of the thought process. So this thinking creates contact to trigger of mental consciousness or vinyanang. Then within this vinyanang, there is this mental form that enters the mind via perception or sanya, hence arising the 5 mental aggregates of form and mind or nama rupang. Please read the blue book. Now is the yellow book. The paticchasamuppada, you have it. Oh, now it's pink, sorry. From blue, we print yellow, then now we print pink. Pink. Okay. Part 3. Question 1. Brother, why is it while in meditation I can be at peace with most things like itchiness, etc., but only not with pain? See? People very sincere ask. If you can endure itchiness, you should be able to endure pain also, because they are quite similar. It is the result of understanding via meditation. Not being at peace with pain could be due to your inability to relax into it via acceptance of that sensation. That is, your mind have negative craving to push it away. so-called painful sensation that you have labeled to be pain. Hence giving it the strength to become a mental hindrance for your mind, which is an ill will. Your mind wants things your way, hence conditioning suffering in the mind. When you cannot get what you want, you have to silence your mind and investigate. Then you will understand what is going on. Meditation is to be done with understanding, and not just to endure that pain without understanding. Inquire, why am I not peaceful and not silent? Understand the importance of the five spiritual faculties that are needed to counter the five mental hindrances, and the danger of allowing the hindrance of mind to be around. Then the answer will come to you through an understanding, and then you will know what to do. Try to just relax into it, the sensation. Try to just relax into the sensation, and don't label it as such, to see what happens. Develop wisdom to free. Always remember, only wisdom free. So this part, I advise to that Kayamita who asked that question. When I say try to just relax into the sensation and not labeling it as such, to see what happens. Do you understand the advice? Why? Why must you not label? The moment you label, it become what? Now you understand. So don't go and condition by other teaching. Pain, pain, pain. Some more inside there, verbalizing. You think this is vipassana. Some more. Creating more and more hindrance, making you cannot develop the peaceful mind or the awareness within to meditate. You some more say this is vipassana. See? In fact, if you were to listen to a lot of all their teaching, you got no comment. We are doing the early day. I really dare not come out and share was because what I understand is so different from what people teach, commonly accepted teaching or vipassana. So how? Very difficult. But then condition arise. Then now it seems a lot easier. Nowadays, when I say all this, there is hardly any resistance. I don't know why. During the early day, a lot of they come and like very very unhappy, you know, I say. But they cannot understand. I remember last time when the first time I was invited to Klang to give talk and share. Because totally opposite of what they know, the noting all the thing. Then one day, well, after one talk, I remember a very senior Buddhist put up the hand, indirectly, why you say all this noting is not vipassana? How to answer? Luckily, I know how to handle. I don't want to be right or wrong. I say you find out for yourself. Understand? What are you doing? Very simple. Who is noting? Oh, then the word come out, thought. But all my karamita understand. We are thought. It's nothing. When thought is active, there is no mindfulness. There is no clarity. You cannot be aware. They still cannot understand. They still look at the whiteboard. Then because everybody just rejoice, they also dare not say anything. Understand? It's so clear, isn't it? Who is nothing? The thought. And nothing what? Pain, pain, pain. Creating mental hindrance. Then when they heard that only, they wake up. I'm creating mental hindrance. And what is mental hindrance also, they don't know. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditation. Then only slowly, slowly this understanding slip in. Then after about a year or what I remember, there's a brother Wong, Mr. Wong. Quite an elderly guy. Don't know, Uncle Wong or Mr. Wong, I forgot it. He came to me and talked to me. Because they invited me, the clan group invited me to have lunch. He said, "Brother, thank you so much. I already 30, 40 years in this meditation thing. Not until I met you and hear from you, I still thought I'm doing great." So all these things starts to developed. So now the Klang people are different. They have this understanding. But not all. Those who came and joined our Kanyamita group and having session and all that. Then they invite me for many years already to give talk at their center. Yeah. So they like me to go there and give the sharing. So nowadays it's more receptive, more easy to communicate, to share. So in a way, the evolution of consciousness has been kind to my nature so that I can do the sharing with ease. I don't have to face all this question anymore. Okay? We continue. Page 138. This one, the definition, all you understand already. The Mahayana say the way is our path. Then extinction is our cessation. You know what is this Mahayana teaching or not? 不生不灭. They always tell you one or when you realize enlightenment, you will realize a state of 不生不灭. In a way is that. But 生灭, 生灭 is what? Arising and disappearing, understand? Means the conditioned world. You must realize that cessation. The cessation of any condition to arise. Sun is arising. Correct not? Mie, cease. Arise and pass away, or cease. Arise and cease, arise and cease. Then you will understand what Nibbana is. That's why they always say, you have to realize that 不生不灭 the 境界. 境界 is called what? 境界啊? What is the English translation? No, state is wrong. Your state is a mind. Stage is correct. You have to realize until that level. That one is a better word. If you say a state of mind, wrong, because it's unconditioned. It's no mind there. Understand? So you have to reach that wisdom, that realization, and really experience. It's not an experience also. You have to cease and go through it. The form and mind that realizes itself, your wisdom, just cease. But because the true mind, the nature, is connected to the form and mind, when the form and mind enter cessation, this nature understands. But this nature cannot talk, cannot come out. So after the what they call, after the cessation, if you are not supposed to parinibbana, the arahant or the great being, the consciousness will come back. Then you will start to, like that day I explained, you will start to activate all your brain, your heart, your tan tian and all the other part. So that they start to vibrate again or activate again. Then the brain, the dynamo start again. Then you come back. So these five aggregate, they are not you, but they are karmically conditioned. But because the nature is connected, after the thing come back, the awareness is aware of what is going on. That's why he can still explain to you, but he has to use word. Understand? You understand? They have to use word. Well, that thing inside there is without word. And after cessation, you ask him, how is Nibbana like? He cannot tell you, because he can only tell you it's beyond word. You cannot talk about it. That's why the Tao says, whatever that can be spoken or described, it's not the true Tao. It's beyond mind, beyond thought, beyond everything. Okay? Roughly you can get an idea. Can catch some head or tail or not? Utau ubui. Can make up the thing. Got the English saying is, can understand or not, is can understand the head and tail or not. At least the beginning and the end. In between the no, never mind. Utau ubui is like head or tail. Never mind, not important. Then the seventh factor of enlightenment, we already covered. The next paragraph is good. For the arahant, the aggregates of form and mind are pure aggregate, that is, non-grasping because of their wisdom. The moment that wisdom is there, the fetters gone, the aggregate become non-grasping one. You know why it's non-grasping or not? It cannot hold one, cannot cling one. What you do also no use one. It's not like before, understand or not? With the wisdom, it cannot hold, it cannot grow, it cannot cling. Doesn't mean I cannot hold money, understand or not? Money, if you hold it without attachment, it's not clinging, understand or not? You can have when the conditions are there, but when the condition cease to be, it will cease. That's it. Understand? It doesn't hold, doesn't cling, means this aggregate of mind cannot get entangled anymore, understand? The nature that understand know that they are impermanent, lead to suffering, empty, not I, not me. That's why it doesn't hold anymore. It cannot cling, grasp through delusion anymore. Because it sees the unreality of form and mind. It sees the unreality of the phenomenal world created by the mundane mind. That's why all this loses its power over that wisdom, which the true nature realized, awakened to. So when this is connected to the form and mind also cannot be deceived. That's why you can say, this one is enlightened. But this form and mind is not you, understand? That's why they say there is no one to be enlightened, no attainment in the Heart Sutta. And the Diamond Sutta make it very clear. Even the Sotapan know that the form and mind is not him. Can follow? Good. Then we move on. Their mind cannot get into trouble anymore because the arahant are no more deluded, no longer deluded. Understand the non-self or anatta nature of our form and mind. Then there will be no more delusion to condition us into suffering. When your grasping arises, you cease to have the enlightenment thought. True or not? True or not? When your grasping arise, how can you have the enlightenment thought? Because you already have the craving, the clinging, and that thought is a delusion. It cannot have the enlightenment thought. That's why when you determine to plant the seed of Bodhi to have the enlightenment thought, you don't have delusion. You have faith, sadha, sincere. You just want to take it. The arahants still have outflow of thought, but no more ignorant. The wisdom is enough to liberate them from birth and death of this segmented life, the five aggregate of form and mind. Means when the arahant pass away from that life, that segment, there is no rebirth consciousness. You understand, huh? Because no more ignorant, isn't it? Avijja paccaya sankhara. No more. That's why there is no rebirth consciousness. Can follow? That one is very easy to understand. Then the Mahayana say one thing now. Do you agree? He said that arahana, which is no more ignorant, still got outflow. You agree or not? The arahant still got outflow. They got no more ignorant. They still got outflow. What is that outflow? Outflow of what? Thought. Because their thought cannot end. Understand? Their five aggregate of form and mind. Because their mundane mind hasn't collapsed. Understand? That's why their thought cannot end. That's why they go outflow. Outflow of thought. When you go through the Bodhisattva way, when you realize your true nature, then not long, the mundane mind collapse. And then there is completely no more outflow. And they use this funny analogy, which a lot of Theravada don't like. You know what they say? The Nibbana that the Arahant realize is like a congealed city of the real Nibbana. That's why they're very unhappy. You know why it's a congealed city? Created one. The Nibbana go outflow is a congealed city of the real one. But actually, this is just put into words to make the difference, understand? But Nibbana is no different, understand? Nibbana is just Nibbana. But they try to explain to you that that type of realization is because they got no more avijja, no more ignorance. But their wisdom, their parami is still not that extensive like those who go the full way. And so because of that, they cannot realize that true mind, that true nature. And that true mind and true nature can only shine forth after the mundane mind collapse, after you have no more outflow. Can follow, huh? Jue. Very good, sadhu. Understand? That's why there are a lot more things. Like you think after Form 5 you can graduate. Then there is Form 6. Then after Form 6 there is university, first degree. Then after university you got your master, your PhD and all things. It's just an analogy. Means there are more things for you to develop. That's why the whole perfection is very long. So the possibility of developing all this understanding is there. So you cannot blame the Mahayana for coming out with this type of teaching. Well, when I read it, I understood. I just smiled. But I don't quite agree with the conjecture. And that one is really put the Theravada very unhappy. Nibbana is Nibbana. Very got different. There is no difference. It's only the extent of the journey you went. When you are already beyond, you are beyond. Then there is he know you, he know me. Arahant sees. Originally also no such thing as an I and a me. We have the mind that realizes itself sees. Nibbana, finish. But the only difference is the bodhisattva who go the long way, they have this understanding, this vow we are taught by previous Buddha. And they know how to calm. That's the only difference. They know how to pull out that pure mind, which the Arahant cannot. We are no more ignorant, no more rebirth consciousness. But the Bodhisattva, they go this way through the previous Buddha's experience. They know it can be done. The karmic nature is still there, you understand? Even after you have become Arahant, perfect. So that karmic nature can still, like nature's law, create a form of mind for you. But you need a consciousness to go in, understand? You can follow, Jue. And Arahant already enlightened, no more ignorant, no more rebirth consciousness. So how to go in? That's why they cease. You understand? But the Bodhisattva, they understand that if I make this vow, I vow to liberate the limitless living being and take them across. Means I come for the living being. And this is pure thought, is it? Love and compassion, is it? No ignorance, is it? No avijja. That's why they can pull this up. The vow goes into the nature's law. Goes into the law of karma, the existential world. Understand? Then they recognize this. He said, you can come. I create for you a form of mind. That's why Hui Ning one go in. It's a pure consciousness. When my nature came also same. My mother and my grandmother told me, first 6 years, blank inside, then nothing. Nothing at all. My grandmother thought I had dumb. That's why they come with a pure thought, pure consciousness, no ignorance, no avijja. But then, just like the beginning of the first thought of ignorance, from the distant past, inconceivable, this pure consciousness also can get defiled. You know how? Because they condition you, papa, mama, then the senses keep on receiving all this. Then you got the brain. This is how you start. Even it's a pure thought. Understand? That's why when my parents transferred me back to the notorious small town, like Tai Kong, like that one gangster area, I learned all the foul language, everything. As a kid, when you saw me behave that way, once, two, three, you really think you are a lot better than my form and mine. And what is this guy? 10 words come out, 6, 7 all foul language. Because there was the culture at that. You ask our good friend there, Jing Yao, he know, he also from other star. That Hokkien, wow. All the funny thing come out. That's why it can defile, understand? It can go and become defiled. Then I grew up just like that. That's why I also experienced all this whatever mind state that people, normal human being experience. But the only difference is, I cannot get very angry, and I cannot like want to kill or want to harm one, because the karmic nature is there, understand? And because of the vow, it cannot do all these things. But it can experience all the, where you are trapped, your consciousness is trapped in the physical body with the senses. So it will experience, it will have its reaction and all those things before you have the wisdom. But because of the vow, because of your karmic inheritance, you are so different. It doesn't mean you come, you already enlightened, perfect. No. Like the Buddha, before he reached the age of 35, underneath the Bodhi tree, became Sammasambuddha, he also experienced suffering. You remember 6 years, he came out, age 29 to 35. That 6 years, he went through self-mortification. He suffered. He practiced all those type of practices. He's still a normal human being until he connects. Wow, the moment he connects, you cannot match him. He is completely different. Because his perfection over the 3-4 eons, all the spiritual understanding came back. Sambhogayakaya. And then after that, you're no match for him. You understand? That's why don't look down upon yourself. You have that potential. That's the reason why the Mahayana got this saying, never, never offend a fellow living being. You know why not? Why you cannot offend any fellow living being? Because they put it very clear to you. Because this fellow is a potential Buddha. When you offend this living being, you think it is a beggar or what? You are offending a future Buddha. You dare to offend. That's why you never dare to do if you know their nature. And sometimes you don't know. Before they connect, they are just ordinary kid or pin. Wait. Use the mic. Actually, I cannot hear you. Yeah, thank you.
For normal people, we cannot offend them. Sometimes they can help us. Today, it might be you help him.
Yeah.
In 20 years' time, he come back to you.
Yes.
Then you're surprised.
Yes. I fully agree. You know why? I met many people. They used to tell me, our world is a very small world. You understand? In my office, when I was working for JKR, Waterworks, we got a director of Waterworks. His name I still remember, Chin Lik Sang. He very fast throw tantrum or not. He get angry very fast or not. Got problem, cannot solve. He will throw his file at the engineer. Everybody scared of him or not. And they don't know that this is coming. And it's a very small world. Then later on, he retired. And as a director of JKR Waterworks, you have your contact in there. Because he only treat those private sector very well. Because of business and all those things. Then to the engineer, like you report to him, he just throw foul at you. In the meeting, he say certain words that the engineers are not too happy. That most of the junior engineer, young age, they know. So after he retire, I think he joined something. Oh, there's another one, director, I forgot. This one migrated to Australia, sorry. There's another one. Very violent one, like him once, I think so. I forgot his name. Then you know what happened? He joined the private sector. The private sector out of favor, where last time must be this director helped them before. Understand? Over nice to them. So they offer him a post. When they offer you a post on private sector, they don't expect you to collect the salary and don't do anything on it. So when it related to, like, let's say you are the director of Waterworks, Waterworks contract or what, he expects you to go and help to sort out things. Right? They don't expect you to push string or what, just sort out things. Understand? He went to that department. Wow, kena like, man. You were a director, so what? Now you got to see a junior engineer who is in charge of that approval. And that story came from the junior engineer. He shared with all the JK engineers, he laughed. You know what he said? Last time he very great, throw foul and do all those things. Now, I am in charge. I call the shot. He come and make appointment. Then this junior engineer knew. Of course, this junior engineer promoted already. You know. He knew. The secretary told him, this person want to make appointment. He pretend not to know him. Who is he? No. I don't have the time. Ask him to wait. Wait until he got no more patient. You know what he did? He tell the secretary, please tell the engineer, your boss, that I am the ex-director of Waterworks. When he saw that, he lucky laugh. So what? Wait lah. I'm not free. Then purposely, wait. When it's about time to office close already, he thought he can meet him. Where he got to go home? He come out, he meet him. You know what I say? Who are you? And when he mentioned his name, oh, you are the ex-water worker. Oh, sorry, today I got urgent matter. I have to go. You cannot make it. That's why Ching Yap, no, small. I think he SKM gone through something like that also. So never look down upon any fellow living being because you never know when you will meet him, understand? Or when you need him, understand? So have goodness, have kindness, follow the Dhamma. You will become beautiful, understand? They're everywhere. You got, they call you what? 贵人. Good people, understand? So they always say, you will meet out with all these good people who will appear in time of need. If you offend people, then people remember, oh, you are that one. Difficult already, understand? So what Ching Yap says is very true. Thank you, Ching Yap. We are small world, understand? He said, there is no reason to offend anybody because you never know when you need him. So with that understanding, it can help you to go a long way. So never look down on people. Never create any anger or emotion or be rude to people. Just be kind to them. That's why Noble Eightfold Path will make sure you will have this ability. And this brings about the condition for me to speak on this. Our Noble Eightfold Path, there is one path factor called right livelihood or right living. Remember? I remember I mentioned the Chi Wei before. That path factor can bring about enlightenment. If you live your life based on goodness, sincerity, kindness to help people. So right livelihood means what? Having virtue, having goodness. Then you never knew who you will encounter in life, understand? If you simply offend people, what happens if that being is an enlightened being? Or a virtuous being? I tell you, karmically you will fall. You will get into big trouble. But likewise, if you don't offend, if your personality is such that you are always very kind, very simple, very willing to help and do all that. That was what my parents disliked it in the distant past. Then they didn't know. But when you, because as you go through life, you encounter many people, many living beings. You only have to like do your duty, have this kindness, sincerity to help one of these many beings. If these beings happen to be enlightened or have that special parami, you already jabi liao, understand? Because they will send the pure wish without you knowing. So whatever you do, every path factor can bring about causes and conditions for enlightenment. Just like my parents dislike. But this nature knew inside why it takes birth and all those things. So all this understanding can come to the living being if they have the determination, the sincerity, the faith to walk this way sincerely and to awaken. Okay, so that part on livelihood, I hope you understand. I call it right living. Your livelihood is very limited. Livelihood is like your career, understand? Let's say you are an engineer, you are a doctor, or what. So that is your livelihood. But right living goes beyond career. The way you live your life, understand? it covers all of living. That's why you must have the Noble Eightfold Path to have right living. Otherwise, very difficult. Of course, the other aspect is the wrong livelihood that they want to emphasize. When you are involved in drug trade, weapon trade, or the killing type of business, slaughtering and all things, then those are the livelihood that you have to avoid. But there is only one small part of right living, understand? The way you live your life also is the same. If you are a selfish person, if you are a violent person, if you are a deluded person, even to your own loved one, your own children, or your own brothers and sisters, or your own parents, also you don't have respect for them, gratitude for them, love for them, because you have the evil root. So it doesn't cover livelihood, but it is life, how you live your life. That's why the power factor, I call it right living, is not livelihood. Okay? This one, seldom people tell you or explain to you. Yeah, it's not easy to understand. And it is a very powerful power factor, where it can bring about causes and conditions for enlightenment in the here and now. Like our encounter is not by chance. There are past causes and conditions. Then whether you benefit from it or what, depends on your condition now. Understand? You have delusion, your evil root, then you cannot receive. But if you don't have delusion and evil root, you have faith, then you become very beautiful. Can I understand? Give hint also, must give until like that only know how to. Okay, we continue. Four noble truths. The only difference is the Pali word. Last time I didn't tell you. Dukkha, Samudaya, Nirodha, Magga. Then after that, question one. Page 139. Finishing already? Last chapter already. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we got more time for other sharing. Then you all can have more time to report and all those things. Oh, very good. After I give you half an hour. Can. Oh, okay, come. Okay. At least you got a very good suggestion. Yes, she is in charge of kitchen. She has to go down. Let us stop the Dhamma sharing. We are left with 2-3 pages only. Three pages. So we stop here. Now we open up for sharing. What is it? Break the recording, is it? Break. Sorry. We wait for Chin Hao.